when you start to ask them questions about what's going on, what we call that is a pain indicator. It's really not pain. You know, what we're concerned about, and we've had a little bit of a problem with, and we've been kicking around the idea, and we're unhappy with. All that stuff is very intellectual in nature, and it's really not pain. The key factor here is you must get beyond pain indicators. And again, I'll quote Tony Robbins. Robbins is saying you must associate massive pain, okay, not some pain, not I'd like to because it's a little bit of a problem. You must associate massive pain with not changing, because ultimately people are going to have to make a change. Well, I say, okay, Tony, I think intellectually this makes some sense to me. So how do I go about doing this? And this takes us right back to Sales 101. It's not just Anthony Cole training philosophy. It's not just Brian Tracy stuff. It's not just Zig Ziglar stuff. Anybody's stuff that you pick up relative to sales, they're going to tell you the best way to find information is to ask questions. Now, I know you know that. The question becomes, why aren't we doing it? Well, we're asking questions, but typically we're asking questions the wrong way. And so we have another rule. It's called the rule of 3R. And a rule of 3R simply states, ask the right question the right way at the right time. Your question should begin with who, what, when, where, how, and why. As an example, when I show up to see you at your office, we sit down and talk, we do a little chit-chat stuff, maybe about the weather and the local ball club, whatever it might be. Within a very short period of time, I'm going to ask you, Sally, last week we spoke on the phone, we talked about some things. If you don't mind, what was it exactly that we said to each other that caused you to invite me out today? So I got this preamble of enough to set up the question, what was it that caused you to invite me out today? That's what sets the tone for the meeting. It isn't, well, let me tell you about me and my company a little bit. You know, that doesn't make any sense. They really don't care about your company. They will eventually, if they decide that they have a problem they want to fix. But right now, what they know, they've scheduled an hour of their time. Chances are, if they're taking an hour out of their busy schedule, there is something on their mind that they would like to address and fix. They want to figure out if you're the person to do that. What you've got to do first is figure out what their problem is. Now, we've talked about this in our prior tapes about, you know, the games that prospects play. I mean, what they want to do, what they're going to attempt to do is cause you to be an unpaid consultant. And the way they do that is ask you questions. And they'll ask, well, listen, Tony, tell me about you and your company. And we think, oh, okay, that's what they want to do. Well, I can tell you lots of things about my company, Sally, but that's kind of boring stuff. And, you know, you've got other things you got to be worried about. But if you don't mind, let me ask you some questions. So this sets the tone for the appointment. Out of all of those questions, the who, what, when, where, how, and why question, the most important one of those is to constantly push and find out why. Why are they doing this? Why aren't they doing that? Why is this important? Constantly ask the question why.